In our journey to become like the light of the Creator, it's important to understand what are all the attributes of the light of the Creator. We've heavily focused on transforming the parts of us that selfishly receive, that selfishly take. Reactive behavior is a way to be a taker. Chasing instant gratification is a way that it's all about me and my need for pleasure right now. Falling prey to my tikkun, being the effect of my tikkun, my anger, my fears, my insecurities. All of these are ways that we become selfish takers and receivers. As a result, we don't have affinity with the light of the Creator. And as a result, we can't access to receive the light. There's another attribute of the Creator that we know is that, yes, the Creator is not a taker, but the Creator is also a giver. So while we need to transform the taking part of us, we need to enhance the giving part of us. And that will be the topic right now that we can discuss.
Giving actually pertains to loss, no? The more you give, the more you lose. How is that spiritual?
By giving, you're emptying yourself?
Right, yeah. I mean, I think that's the illusion, right? The idea that the more you give, it ostensibly seems the more you've lost. If you give money away, you've lost money. If you give your time away, you have less time in the day to get things done. Fact. So how is giving suddenly so spiritual?
Well, there's many levels of it. We ask society, we ask people, why should we give? And that's what you do to be a good person. That's what you do to live in a community of people. That's what you do to be liked and to be loved. That's one lower level of the intention of giving. In Kabbalah, we want to always try to focus on the high level of consciousness. I do what I do because I want to have affinity of form with the Creator, and that's how I can be the best version of myself, access all my surrounding light, and truly give maximum back to the world. So what are all the levels of giving? Well, let's start with the lowest level of giving. I give because I want people to like me. I give because I want to be a good person. I give because I want to receive back from other people. This is a great starting point. This is a point we all need to start at. You can't skip this level. In the beginning, people are just selfish. They're into themselves, right? What is a child? A child is just thinking about his or her needs. A child is not thinking what the other person needs. So that is the first level. As we start to study spirituality, how can we just give more?
What you're saying fundamentally is that giving as a spiritual tool is not just for the benefit of others. I think most people just think giving is a charitable sacrifice to benefit others, and hey-ho, aren't I a good man for it? But we're saying that spiritual giving is actually for my benefit too. Actually, the tool of giving is the greatest way to receive.
Now, why? Why? And that comes to the next level of the intention behind giving. So, okay, now I'm just a giving person. So what do the Kabbalists say is the next level? Everything I give needs to be in my consciousness with the intention that what I want to receive back is not from the person, is not even from society, but it's via the light of the Creator. I give to you so that I get closer to the light. And every time I have that in my consciousness, I actually begin to transform my nature and my essence and my soul to get closer to the light. As long as I'm looking to receive something back from you, I haven't changed my nature. I've done a nice action of giving, but my essence isn't changing. Once my intention is, I'm going to give you a compliment. I'm going to give you a gift. I'm going to give you something that you need. I'm going to give you a loan. I have to meditate that what I want back from this is not even anything from you. Otherwise, you're going to be disappointed because people will disappoint you. I know that now I'm being nourished by the light of the Creator.
So how difficult is it to give without an agenda? How many times might you have opened the door for someone and got upset because they didn't thank you? How many times have you let someone in a traffic jam in front of you and you're upset because they didn't thank you? How many times have you bought someone a holiday present and you've just thought, well, how much did they spend on me last year, and that's my budget for you this year? So difficult is it to give from an unconditional place? How do you give without agenda?
Now, because we're vessels, that's a great point. Because we're vessels, we have to receive something. So the Kabbalists say people who just want to give, and they don't want anything back, they will eventually be drained, and they'll stop giving, and they will be resentful. We have to receive something. So the Kabbalists say the safest thing to meditate on receiving is the light force. It's always there and it will always nourish you. If you believe you're getting the light from this giving, you're going to feel elevated and you're not going to look to receive from them.
So if that's the case, if we're saying number one is the greatest tool of giving is for the benefit of becoming close to the Creator and receiving and revealing the most light. And number two, to give unconditionally without an agenda is the game. How do we marry the idea that me knowing my giving is going to reveal and receive so much light is not an agenda?
It's this only agenda that actually is not a selfish agenda. Why? Because the more light I receive, everyone receives it immediately as well. It's the only receiving that actually translates into sharing immediately. If my gift, if what I got back was an electronic device that I really want, well, that's for me. If I got money back in return, that's for me. If I got a compliment, that's for me. But when I get the light, immediately the whole world becomes illuminated with light.
It's such a profound concept. You're saying that really we give because there is a receiving energy which allows us in our unconditional love to share more.
Right away.
And that compounds. So really, the whole concept of sharing compounds receiving. It's actually the ultimate way to receive.
Right. It's like, let's say now I share with you, and as a result, I receive the light. But let's say it was a physical light, like a candle. As soon as I light my candle, who benefits from this? Everyone who's in the room. Mm. The light turns on for everyone, not just for me because it's my candle. So when I get the light, everyone gets the light immediately. The best example I can give, a practical one so that people can relate. One time someone asked me to pick them up from the airport. It was busy for me, there was a lot going on, but I wanted to do this favor for them. So I said, I'll come pick you up. I went, as I'm picking them up, I'm thinking to myself, I know this spiritual concept, why am I picking them up? I'm picking them up because I want the light of the Creator. And I felt good about that. I'm not doing this to make them like me. I'm doing this because I want the light. As I'm waiting for them in the airport, a cop comes over, puts a ticket on my windshield because I am parked in like the wrong zone. Right away, doesn't even talk to me, gives me a citation, and that's it. At that moment, what do you think I felt? I started to get upset. Who do you think I started to blame? I started to blame the person who made me pick them up. Already now I'm losing the consciousness I had. Why am I here? To be with the light. The fact that I got a ticket doesn't change the light that I got. But it doesn't end there. This person comes into the car and says, where were you? I said, right away my ego wanted to say, where was I? I was getting a ticket coming to pick you up. Already my soul wanted to take energy from them, forgetting that it's all about me and the light. I even put the ticket in the dashboard and didn't even tell them I got a ticket. Because my telling them would be for what reason? To take energy from them. All I wanted was to do this action of sharing and get the light from it. My opponent wanted me to forget about the Creator and get light from them. Get a thank you from them, make them feel bad for me, make them appreciate me, make them say, wow, you came and you got a ticket? I'm so sorry, let me pay for it. That was the ego that wanted that energy.
It's so interesting. And you've done this great action. So you've actually created with the right conscience and drawn all this light. And all the ego wants to do is just destroy and sabotage so you cannot benefit from that light. You know, how many times a day, how many actions a day have each of us done? How many dozens and dozens of actions of sharing and giving up have we each and every single day that have created fantastic light for each of us? And then a little slip of conscience, a little sabotage of the ego comes in just to steal and take that benefit from us.
So in summary, there are two levels of giving. One, we got to learn just how to be giving people more and more. When people need us, we got to give to them. As well, we have to make sure we're not giving them bread of shame, but at least to open our hearts to be able to give more and more to people. The second level is when I'm giving, have the intention that this action brings me light. And don't worry, Satan will be there to sabotage that consciousness. Satan will tell you, look for the thank you, look for the appreciation, look for something back from them. Relationships, if you're looking to always receive from the other person, you will be disappointed. Relationships, it's about the triangle. I give to you, I receive from the Creator. He or she gives to me, he or she receives from the Creator.
Yeah, and that's not the case. If you're also looking to receive from each other, there'll be times when you're down, when you're out of the game, when you're just feeling depleted. What then happens to my light? If you're down, I'm also lost. So we have to have our anchor, each of us individually, as the light to draw from our actions of sharing.